Okay, good evening, everybody. So today, by the time we're going to learn Siman Tav Tes, Si'ifim, Ches, and Tes. And this is page Ayin Reish Hei Amud Bey. So says the Yishlach Aruch in Siv Ches. In Mirza, if a person wants, Yishlach Eruv Al Yidei Shliach, he could send the Eruv with a Shliach. You don't have to show up yourself to put the Eruv down, V'yomar, but you have to, the Shliach just has to adjust the declaration. Instead of the declaration being that this Eruv should allow me to walk in a certain location, to a certain distance, V'yomar B'zei Eruv Yei, Ploni Mutter Leilich. The Shliach should say that now Ploni should be allowed to walk. But that Shliach is Shot of a Katan, as long as that Shliach is not a Shot of a Katan, oh, Sheinah Moda Be'eruv. Nor should he be someone who is not Moda Be'eruv, who doesn't, accept the concept of Eruv. Take a look at Mem Aleph. Chair Shot of a Katan, Mishum Tlab Ne'edeinen. Chair Shot of a Katan can't be trusted because they don't have any das, Velo Amil, Mikne Shvisa, and therefore they cannot be Kona Shvisa on your behalf. Vafilu Amil Vero Merach Shmanichim Sham Bemakam Shatzivam. And even if you stand and you see that they did exactly as you instructed them to do, it's not good because they don't have the das to do it. Mashenke in Beiruvi Chatzeros, as opposed to Beiruvi Chatzeros, by the Eruv Chatzeros, it's about the physical act of gathering the food together and putting it in one place. So Katan can do that as well. But over here, it's about das. It's also about das. It's about being konish visa for you, and that the Chirish Shot of a Katan does not have. She'ein amod be'erv, and likewise, someone who's not mod be'erv cannot be trusted to do this, because even though they might do the physical act, but they don't have das to be konish for you. First of all, they may not actually physically put it down there. And even if you see that they physically did it, but maybe they didn't have the right das, they didn't have in mind to do it, l'shem eruv. Vayter in the Shulchan Aruch, v'im shalach, v'al yidei Chirish Shot of a Katan, and if you send it with someone, with one of these people, then it is an invalid eruv. Says the Mishabur Mem Gimel, even if the cherish is just mute, but he's able to hear, to be alu could be keach lechal dvarav, where normally he has a din of a bardas. Even though normally a mute person who's able to hear is a bardas, over here it's not going to work because he has a speaking part. He's supposed to say that this should be a valid eruv. So it's an invalid eruv, and therefore you're stuck with your regular tchum of your bias. Back in the Shulchan Aruch v'imamer la'acher le'kablo mimenu, but if you sent it with the cherish of the katan and you instructed somebody else to receive it from them, cherish of the katan is just an intermediary to bring the box of matzahs to this guy, and that guy is going to set up the eruv. Even if the messenger was an elephant or a monkey, and you see that the elephant got there, that your monkey got there, and your drone got there, and the guy that's setting up the eruv had received it, then you don't even need to see that the guy who received it took care of his shlichus and did what he was supposed to do. You could assume he did. Chazaka shliach was a shlichuso, because we have a chazaka that a shliach did his job. And not only are you personally allowed to send the shliach, a group of people is allowed to send the shliach to set up their eruv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Memhei, lekablo mimenu la'nichol l'shem eruv, to have someone else on the other end receiving it and placing it down for the sake of an eruv. Ushlacha ratzalom shamalam shi'alichol adam ahu. You told the cherish of the katan or the guy or tzduki or whatever, give it to my friend Reuven, and they do. V'ramei rachok, and you see that they did, that they gave it to Reuven. If you don't see that they actually gave it to Reuven, you have to be worried that maybe Reuven never got it, and then it wouldn't be valid. Then it is a valid eruv. V'davka sha'achar evtiach lo beferish she'ikablu v'yanichu l'shem eruv b'shvilo. Avol m'shasak lo lo amrim b'zad chazak she'asa shlichuso. That's only if the person on the other end, the Reuven, the guy that is receiving it, has told you that he's going to take care of it, that he will have no problem taking care of your Eruv. But if he never told you anything, then you cannot trust that he's a Shliachos or Shlichusa, because he was never Mekabel the Shlichus. So you can't just trust that he did it on his own. So interestingly, we say that we only rely when it comes to Din Drabanan. But when it comes to taking care of a Daraisa, we're not going to rely on Chazak HaShliachos HaShlichuso. V'yesham da'filu b'sa Daraisa, heich sheyesh mikshal la'mishalech, im lo yasu shlichuso, v'yachshav sha'asu shlichuso, k'gon hacha, somchan al Chazak HaDasu shlichuso. However, others say that sometimes even for Daraisa, we could rely on a Chazak HaShliachos HaShlichuso if by failing to do a shlichus, the mishalech is going to end up violating an Avera. Like in our case, if the shaliach doesn't do a shlichus, the mishaleach is going to go outside of his tchum Shabbos, so he's going to violate an avera. So even had this been a din daraisa, we would still be allowed to rely that also shlichus, according to some opinions. Now, if you know that he did his shlichus, but you're worried that, I don't know, maybe he didn't do it exactly right, then for sure you're allowed to rely that he did his shlichus, and you don't have to assume that he did it improperly. And if you have a group of people, they could also send the shliach. You just have to adjust the statement, meaning the statement normally is that this erev should be for this guy. If you're the one doing it yourself, it should be for me. And if you're doing it for a bunch of people, you have to say this erev should be for this bunch of people. So you just have to make it an appropriate statement. Siftas. If you tell a guy, go make an Eruv for me, and you never told him where, and he has no idea where you wanted the Eruv, so wherever he sets it up, that's your Eruv, and that's what you're, that's going to determine your Tchum. I obviously didn't give him instructions, because I don't care, I'm happy either way. And even if you don't know about it, they don't find out about it until after it gets dark, it's still a validator of the Glai Milsa to make Karak on a Shvisa. Because Lemafreya, we say that he was Kona Shvisa. Amnam Nira, Tim HaYadua Lashliach Shrotam Mashalech Le'erv Baruch Zeh. Let's say I tell you, do me a favor, set up an Erev, I'm going to need it tomorrow. And I never said where, but you know what I meant. You know that my Rebbe is coming, 3,000 Amas in that direction. So you know what I meant. I never said it, you know what I meant. And then you set it up somewhere else, so af shelo pirush lo bedi, even though I never told you directly, lo mahanik shev bracha charis, then the Erev is invalid. Af shach shev rotzal lecha sham, even if I decide the next day that, you know what, I'm happy with where you put it, it worked, all's well that ends well, I'm happy with where you put it. No, but if he knew that that's not where I wanted it at the time that he placed it down, then it is not a valid Erev. So to review what we learned tonight, first of all, we said, unlike Eruv echatzeros, a cherishot v'katan cannot effectuate an Erev tchumin, because they don't have the requisite das to be Kona Shvisa, and someone who's not Moda Be'eruv is entrusted to be Kona Shvisa. Then we said, and even a mute person, and even an Eina Moda Be'eruv, aren't even trusted to hand the Eruv off to someone else to make the Eruv, but any delivery system where you know that it got to the guy who you want, who you had asked to make the Eruv and had agreed to make the Eruv, you could assume that he followed through on his shlichus. As long as you know it got to him, you can assume he followed through on his shlichus, certainly for drabanans, maybe even for da'oraisas. And then we said that if a guy wasn't told and also doesn't know where the mishaleach wants the Eruv, so wherever he puts it is binding, and that becomes the makam shvisa. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Si'if Yud. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.